Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Ray? Mr. Ray?
Yes, sir.
Just hold on for a moment, sir, and the Honorable Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing, sir, chairing your hearing. So one moment, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Would you please state your name and DOC number for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Douglas. Last name Ray, R-A-Y. My DOC number is 086564.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning. I'm going to introduce the board members. You won't be able to see him, but we have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, and we have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Also, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Westby, who is from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents Pro Office today.
Okay.
All right. Prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. You remember?
Yes, sir, I did receive that.
Pardon me?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. Sorry about that. Too long of a weekend. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your only expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you going to represent yourself?
No, sir, I did not. Are you talking about my pro board?
Well, for this hearing, you have the right.
Oh, no, sir.
Okay.
No, sir, I did not hire an attorney.
Okay, thank you. Okay, at this time, I need to ask you and Mr. Westby a question. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. All right? So with phase one, I'm going to read the allegations that are on your warrant. Yes, sir, just one allegation. Then once I'm done reading it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. And if it's false, we'll get testimony from the Department of Corrections and then have further discussion prior to determining if there was a violation. Okay, so there's one violation on your warrant, and that is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Parole Office located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on 11-2, November 2nd, 2017, as directed in writing on November 1st, 2017. Then says that you were actively avoiding supervision, thus you were a scounder. So is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir, I did fail to report, sir.
Okay. Now, hang on a minute, I'll go into the motion here, and we'll move on to phase two. Based on the mission of Mr. Ray, I move that Mr. Ray, or I find that Mr. Ray was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or accounting.
Agree.
Agree. Okay, sir. We're going to move into phase two, but before we actually start that, Mr. Westby is going to give some background information on you, sir.
On November 8th, 2016, Mr. Ray was released from DOC. He was arrested November 5th, 2017 by Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 5th, 2017, with an adjusted CUCD of July 13th, 2018, which reflects 3 abscondes. Current conviction, 2006, armed robbery, 12 years. Prior convictions, 1991, shock incarceration, 3 months, 29 days. 1993, robbery, 2 years. 1993, resisting arrest, 9 months. 2000, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2000, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2001, promoting prison contraband, 4 years. This is his fifth term in DOC. CUIR score, 5.5. mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. STG information notes he's a New Mexican Mafia suspect. Prior term of supervision, 1993. Temporary release, arrested on tech violation, administratively revoked. 2001, TIS release, arrested on new felony, read CCD while in custody. 2004, TIS release completion, 7 months. Disciplinary is significant with drugs, alcohol, violence, and weapons noted. Other arrest, 1985, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1988, burglary, first degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1997, misdemeanor other, DUI, Arizona, county jail. His community risk score is a G5V6.
Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Ray, I'm going to go over the information we have in our packet about you to get some information here. So, when you originally were released, you were to reside at the Deep Within Recovery at 11773 North 91st Avenue in Peoria. And you maintained their residence until February 22nd of 2017. And then on that date, you were moved to 5133 North 18th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, to reside with girlfriend Stephanie Miranda. And you maintained that residence until October 28th, 2017. And then you didn't go to the next location you were approved for, which was the, it was a report into the parole office. Or you didn't report when you were supposed to see your PO. What happened, sir? Where'd you go?
I just went homeless for a couple days. I know how important communication is with my parole officer. I was out for like a whole year, and to me, it was a leap, even though I didn't violate, but I'm able to find my way, you know, with the resources available, you know, in the free world, and I'm just hoping for another chance. If not, you know, I understand, you know, there, you know, my past has a lot to do with, you know, what goes on in my future, but I'm trying to learn from my mistakes, because if I don't learn from my mistakes, I'm doomed to repeat them. And I'm just thankful for all the resources available, the education, the behavior thinking, the thinking errors that are available, and just one of the main important thing is communication, and that's all I have to say.
Okay. It says that you began working at the Safeway in Scottsdale.
Yes, sir.
And you maintained that employment until June 12th of 2017. Did you have any employment after that, sir?
Excuse me?
Did you have any employment after you left Safeway?
At that point in time, I did not. My needs were limited. Everything's online now, and technology's moving so fast. But I was able to find ways through Goodwill and the library that I could use their computer to find employment. But I mean, the jobs are out there. I could find a job real quick. Now that I was able to step back, realize my faults, and continue forward, and just like I said, learn from my mistakes and gain employment immediately. If you know, when I'm released, whether it be this month or the end of my release date, which is going to be July 10th or 13th. So employment is not a problem for me. I have skills. I have meat cutting skills. I'm always open to education. I love education. I have my GED. And I think, you know, with those on my side, I think I could be a success without being a part of the recidivism rate.
Okay. It says you were referred to pass for random urine specimen analysis, and that you, during that time, you submitted 17 and missed 2 UAs. And out of those 17, 13 were negative and 4 were positive. And the 4 positive ones were started up in May of 2017. And then you had 3 in June on fairly consecutive days, real close to each other. You were referred to CHC for substance abuse treatment, and you failed to complete the CHC program. What happened? Did you lapsed at that time, sir. You were doing really, really good on your new days.
Yeah, once again, Your Honor, it's just the frustration, the relationship I was in. I think, like, as a convicted felon, you know, released after over a decade of incarceration, trying to start a relationship is the last thing I needed. And I did that, and it caused frustration, and frustration led to relapse. Your Honor, all the education that I learned from drug abuse and what it does to my brain, and the 12 steps, it says the first one is, once you admit you're powerless over drugs and alcohol, your life has become manageable. Once I realized that, I'm still an addict, but I can also be a patient, and through education and classes, that could be my therapy. And what happened was, you know, I relapsed, and I was able to just not continue with the therapy that's available to me. So I'm able now to, as I step back from it, realize my downfall and my fault, and try and fix it. Not try, but to fix it, because I do have another chance at life. I do have another chance at freedom.
Okay, so from what you're saying, I take it that your relationship with your girlfriend, Stephanie, pretty much dissolved, and that's why in October you went homeless for a while?
Yes, sir, because I never left. I was actually kicked out of the house, so I had to respect her house. So when she told me to leave, I left. You know, and she's there to back me up 100%, but if I'm not going to comply with her stipulations, then there's going to be problems, you know, and there's just no way for me to stay under her house when I'm not contributing, you know, and that means stay sober and working. So yes, I did have a couple faults, but I'm able to identify these mistakes and learn from them and move forward, because my relationship with her is extremely important. She's the mother of my children, and she cares about me, and that's the number one reason why she thought it'd be best that she report me to my foster, and I thank her for that.
Okay. In looking at this, I just noticed that, you know, you did really, really good with your UAs, and then you had the methamphetamine problem. But it doesn't say, you know, after those four positives, it doesn't show any more negatives. That was in the last one of those was middle 19th of June. Was the last dirty UA that it shows here, and yet you didn't, you weren't reincarcerated until November. So, did you not drop any UAs during that time, or did you just stop using meth?
I just stopped using.
Okay.
I stopped using. Yeah, I sobered up.
Okay, well.
Yeah, that's my main number one. My main number one defect, it's always a plus for me, you know? Uh-huh. And it's common sense, you know, you never reach your full potential under the influence of anything.
Yeah, but common sense would keep you from ever starting. No, I appreciate the fact that you came to that realization, and that you were managed to clean yourself up before you were being incarcerated. That's good. Most addicts can't do it quite that easily. I see on here that for May, it was May 17th, that you were reported in the office for staffing, and that you were placed on sanction for 90 days, and you were sanctioned to CAP, CHP, or CHC, for substance abuse counseling and increased task color testing. So then on the 12th of June, you reported in the office for staffing again, and you were placed on sanctions for 3 days at MRC and the 30-day ITH program. And it says you successfully completed the 30-day ITH program on July 14th. So I imagine that kind of keep you sobered up. Says while you were in ITH program, a staffing was conducted with you and one of the substance abuse counselors and your PO or one of the correction officers, several people. And then, you sat in front of a whole group of people with this staffing. And there's a duty or poverty UA on the 18th of June and the 19th of June. And you stay in the 30-day ITH program, which is good. They didn't violate you. They gave you a chance. And then August, you reported to the office for staffing again, and you were given a verbal reprimand due to missing two CHC classes. So, and that's the last programming they show. So apparently from August until November, you did pretty good again until you left that address. And that's when you got a little more trouble and now you're back in. So is that all pretty correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. I'm going to see if any other board members have any questions at this time.
Any questions?
Okay, sir. We're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will go into discussion to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. But before we do, we want to give you a chance to tell us anything else that you think we should know. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
No, sir. I pretty much said everything that I could say right now. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Okay, the board's going to go into discussion now, and we'll be talking amongst ourselves. So when you hear us talking, we won't be addressing you. We just ask that you remain silent, and you can listen to everything we're discussing. And then when we're done, I'll get back with you and tell you the decision we made, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, the board is now in discussion. This is, it seemed like Mr. Ray did pretty well and was going along, and then because of, you know, things going on, he relapsed for a while, but he straightened up again. And then he left his address, or left the address with his girlfriend, and got in trouble and went back in. I don't know, the idea that he worked a good portion of the time he was out, he didn't get in trouble with his girlfriend having domestic violence when things didn't go quite right, and he saw that there was a potential for that when he left that house, which is commendable too. And unfortunately, he should have gone to his PO and said that's what's going on. He probably wouldn't have gotten violated at that time. But it seemed that he did a good job of cleaning himself up after he relapsed. And I'm of the opinion that maybe Mr. Ray could go back out in the community and be successful for the balance of his time. There's about 7 months left. It would be enough time to go through some of the programs if the parole officer deems that appropriate, but I'm willing to listen to any discussion from my fellow board members.
I agree.
I'm open to that.
Okay, sir. Let's see. Okay, so I have to make sure I get the right one to you. I move to return Mr. Ray to community supervision with the same conditions or supervision with the amended condition of replacement would be up to the PO as normal. Recommend to placement and successful completion of a program that offers substance abuse treatment. And that the PO is to start revocation process upon first positive, diluted, or missed, unsuitable for testing, unexcused UA. Are there any other conditions that anybody want to add? Okay, so that is my motion to return Mr. Ray to community supervision.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Well, Mr. Ray, it's the day after Christmas, but we're still going to return you to community supervision. added a couple of conditions that might not have been on the first release, but the first one I added was that you recommend placement and successful completion of a program that offers substance abuse treatment. That's to help you continue on the current path, and, you know, then by July, hopefully, you will have total control of that. But the other one is, based on what happened, the PO is to start verification process upon first positive, diluted, missed, unsuitable for testing, unexcused UA. So, you next time you drop a dirty UA or miss one, you don't have a second chance at that time.
Yes, sir. I understand that completely, and I thank you for that, Your Honor.
Okay, well, that is our decision, and the hearing is completed now, and we wish you all the luck in the world, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you to all the members.
Okay, would you put the CO3 map on the phone, please?
Yes, sir.